back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group.
Propane and so forth, and we also have more flexibility, so depending on seasonality, we can change the product output in phase two quite a bit.
Looking at the calendar here, I was thinking about your guys' water event, your water permit allocation event that you had, and quite a few people showed up. I understand around 70, 75, 80 people, including the mayor of Belfield, showed up for that. And looking at the Bakken Barbecue coming here in June, and we got the Williston Basin Conference coming up, it looks like first part of May here. What you guys got going community-wise over the next, 6 months?
Well, we've been aware of the fact that we need to kind of ramp up our local engagement as we get further along in the permitting. We have Adam Williams, who's our corporate communications director, has set up a couple of opportunities for people to come and ask us questions about the project. I think that's being set up to take place at the old theater in Belfield. Then as we get closer to a hearing on the air quality permit, we'll go ahead and have additional opportunities to answer questions and so forth leading up to that event. And I think that's going to be, this is early April, so towards the end of May, I think we're expecting that to take place. Between now and the end of June, we're going to be ramping up our presence, if for no other reason than a lot of our people are starting to move up to the Belfield area for the beginning of construction.
Well, make sure keep us posted, and we'll keep an eye out, too, to get the information out there to let people know about what I consider one of the more exciting things happening in the Bakken. And I honestly, since $100 oil, because this is something that's going to be around. You talk about 20 years of harvest in the Bakken, like they've talked about, as far as even if oil prices stay around where they're at, they're still going to be drilling for 20 years. And to have a refinery out there adding thousands of jobs to the community is such a not only a symbolic gesture, but it is a economic influencer that Western North Dakota has not seen in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, in my opinion. This is up there with one of the major employers in the state, especially when you have the economic ripple effect. Just kind of some final thoughts from you about just whatever direction you want to go on the refinery and where it's going in the future there in North Dakota.
Well, just a couple of thoughts, and as a company, it's important to remember the first principles. And this company was founded by a family partnership, the Davis Family Partnership, a collection of a couple hundred cousins who all came from North Dakota, part of three generations. It's a typical issue in the Dakotas where people go to school and graduate, and then they end up, part of every family leaves the state to find opportunity. And the whole idea here was, in addition to that partnership going back and reacquiring some agricultural interests from generations before, to create an opportunity for people to find jobs and stay in this area. And 200 permanent jobs at the refinery, that spells out to 2,400 permanent jobs in the community. It's an objective that I'm pretty sure that we're going to be able to accomplish here this year. That said, the refinery depends on a very healthy oil industry in North Dakota. And I think the last 2 years have shown that the Bakken oil production is quite frankly indestructible. As times got tough, the Bakken producers, some of them had some very difficult financial issues to resolve, but they kept producing, and they've gotten stronger and more efficient. And I don't think we're going to see a situation over the next 20 years where the Bakken production is threatened. We've seen estimates from the Department of Energy showing that they predict that the Bakken could go up to 2 million barrels per day. And I think that's fantastic. And I think the Bakken is destined to be very productive, very profitable, my lifetime, and the refinery is going to help them there.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Wind is crying through a crack in the window. No mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's
if you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
I'm gonna unfold my arms, so you got a place to land.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Mary Anderson, Executive Director for Able Incorporated, and Monty Bessler with Frackinator Consulting. And the geography involved, you know, you mentioned Williston, Dickinson. Sometimes that can be a three and a half hour drive, depending on traffic. So talk to me about how this organization has really allowed you to pursue a career in the oil and gas industry.
Well, it's allowed, first of all and foremost, is for me to remain in North Dakota with no concern that my son is somehow disadvantaged. And there's just no price I can put on that. And it has also allowed me to travel. And their efforts that Able puts into staying in communication with me, and likewise, so that at any point in time, if something happens, he needs a medication change, or he's had an event or something that I would be concerned about, they're always in contact with me, so I don't have to worry that somehow, because I'm his legal guardian as well, and I have to make a lot of those decisions, but I never worry that they're not going to make every effort in the world to get a hold of me, which frees me up to travel out of the state, back, even be out in the field day in and day out without those worries. It's an amazing benefit. And, you know, as I mentioned before, I think it's so important that that type of benefit is even more available to people that might want to stay in, you know, because I'm sure there are others. I know there are others like myself that are already in North Dakota and those that might consider coming here. It's a great service, and the things that they do for Sterling, they've taken him on vacations, that maybe I couldn't do because I'm tied down at work. They took him to the Black Hills one time and contacted me ahead of time, and I gave him addresses for family that lived in the Black Hills, and he visited with them on the trip. Hmm. So, I mean, it's impossible to put a value on that service. It just, I don't know. In some ways, it's one of the reasons I've stayed here myself. I mean, I get opportunities to travel worldwide in the business, but I know Sterling has got such a fantastic situation here that I've stayed here, and I do travel a lot, but I stayed rooted here in North Dakota because of that.
To listen to the full-length interview with Mary Anderson, Executive Director for Able Incorporated, and Monty Bessler with Fraconator Consulting, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spiessen. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energy Services.com.